Let's return now to Jackie Page and I'm Listening, hosted by WWJ and by Odyssey.
This is a WWJ news special. I'm Listening. Tonight, we are working to destigmatize talking about mental health. Back to WWJ's Jackie Page.
I'm Listening. It's a nationwide program brought to you by our parent company, Odyssey, to raise awareness and bring attention to mental illness and to let you know that you're not alone. We're speaking with Melissa Peters. She's the director of behavioral services at the Judson Center, and we've been discussing mental illness and its effect on families, children, and young adults. Melissa, what about young men and this new aspect that I keep hearing about, a failure to launch? We're seeing very smart, capable young men flanked with depression and anxiety. They don't want to go to college, they don't want to work, and they just don't seem to fit in.
And I think you hit on some good points on what some of the struggles that kids have, even at that prior age, that not fitting in and not knowing where they see themselves. And that has a lot to do with, going back to what I had said too, with the self-worth. And so how do we support our kids to find that for themselves and then encourage that for them? So I think that is a huge learning opportunity for parents and also our community at large that works with kids, and remembering that kids come with particular likes and dislikes and preferences and skills, and meeting them where they're at and supporting what they're comfortable with and good at, and what makes them feel good about themselves is really something that we should be promoting. Parents, when we work with families with kids, because of course you don't just work with a child, you work with the family, you know, parents struggle with this because they want what's best for their kids. They want their kid to have a better life than they have, which often means more money and, a better car and all that good stuff, which is very valid. And so we want to support that too. But there's oftentimes a balance in trying to find, you know, between what the child really would be happy doing versus what's also a realistic option to have, a living wage for. And so really just starting those conversations, not just with the child, but with the family, that family too, so they can help support that.
There is some good news, hopefully, going forward, mm-hmm. that we're now hearing more about this. It can be very depressing. A lot of people they want to change the channel when they hear something like this because they think it's just very depressing. But I think that's because mainly it's scary. Do you think that we need to do a better job of sort of getting rid of the stigma and the taboo associated with suicide?
Absolutely. And well, mental health as a whole. And I think even pre-pandemic, at least in our area, the community is trying in a lot of ways, whether that is particular news outlets or groups themselves that are doing a lot more intentional advocacy and awareness efforts, because awareness from a public or macro perspective is super important because that's what's creating the culture of acceptance. But it's also that awareness internally, and how do we foster that within people so they're aware of what's going on with themselves when they see something changing, or how to handle some uncomfortable feelings or thoughts. And then same thing with the loved ones of that person. So the awareness that they have of those people, I do think awareness is key. I think stigma is still impacting people's decisions out for help, as well as once they are actively engaged in help, but including more of their own internal supports to be a part of that process for them. A lot of statistics really do support that people with mental illness, especially depression, really benefit from strong, what we call natural support. So people in their lives that they can trust, that they can call when they're having a bad day, that they call when they're having a good day. And so really helping to make sure that it's okay to talk, whether it's to a friend, whether it's to a formal professional, but then that person on the other side, like that friend in this example, needs to be ready to listen too. And so I think that's where we're making some good strides as a community, but I would agree that we still have some work to do.
You're listening to I'm Listening. And again, Melissa, we thank you for joining us today. Do you have any final thoughts about this topic in general?
You know, I think the other thing that I like to talk about every time I have an opportunity when we're talking about mental health, depression, and especially suicide, is the other big piece that sometimes we forget about is just overall general health. You know, Judson Center, where I work, is a big promoter of integrated health, meaning not forgetting about one piece. And so another thing that we can do as people is making sure that our primary care health needs are met. And when our primary care needs health and health is met, as well as our mental health needs are met, then we really are healthier people and can catch things on either side to make sure we're not missing anything.
Melissa, thank you for joining us. The Judson Center doing extraordinary things for children, and we thank you for taking the time to speak with us on I'm Listening today.